Lesson 13, Speak Softly, But. Rita was very shy as a child, but always made excellent grades in school on her written work. She would never raise her hand or speak up in class, no matter what. When her teacher, Miss Roy, called on her to answer a question, she would just put her head down, saying nothing. There were times when students were required to stand up to recite poems they were assigned to remember. Rita refused to participate, although she had an amazing memory. Miss Roy called Rita's mother and explained to her the challenge that she was having. No matter what they tried, Rita refused to speak up in class, even when she knew the answers. This behavior continued into high school. However, her teachers recognized how smart she was and recommended her to compete for a scholarship to attend the local college. She won the scholarship and became an English major. During her first semester, the professor was excellent but demanding of the students. He had little to no tolerance for lateness nor being unprepared. He had a reputation for calling on students to answer questions about the assigned readings. If it seemed as though a student was not paying attention, he was more likely to call on them in his classically booming voice. One day, Rita was in class but distracted. The professor called her name loudly to ask her why she was staring down at her desk. Rita responded, in her own booming voice, "Because I wanted to." The class was shocked. From that day forward, she participated freely in class discussions. Eventually, the professor called her to his office to ask her if she would consider taking on a part-time job as his assistant to grade papers. Now, Rita has no problem expressing her thoughts, desires, or ideas, and does it often. Discussion questions. 1. What are some of the ways that we can bring out the gifts and talents of others? 2. Share some experiences of overcoming fears and challenges in your own life. 3. What is the difference between gifts and talents? 4. Does God expect all believers to use their talents? 5. What are some of the best ways to make the changes necessary to live our best lives?